Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shenyun offers grace and inspiration to North American audiences. Latvia, Nobel Peace Prize nominees David Kilgore and David Mattis meet with elected officials, discuss ways to end forced organ harvesting in China. University of Pennsylvania, Falun Gong participates in Chinese New Year celebrations. Dalian Falun Gong practitioner almost paralyzed after being detained for 6 months. A high school student's astounding recovery from an autoimmune disease. And New Tang Dynasty Television plays important role in reaching Chinese with the facts about Falun Gong. Now for the stories. Shenyun offers grace and inspiration to North American audiences. Shenyun Performing Arts' 2017 North American Tour has been enthralling audiences across the United States and Canada since early January. Shenyun's international company gave 6 performances at the Kennedy Center Opera House at the U.S. Capitol on January 17 through 22, 2017. The occasion attracted over 10,000 attendees, and for some performances, the theater made standing-room-only tickets available to accommodate the capacity audience. That same week, Shenyun's World Company and New York Company performed a total of 13 sold-out shows in Mississauga, Canada, and San Diego, California. Hector Lopez, Brigadier General and wartime Chief of Staff, said, "It was a very emotional experience. I believe we become better people just by watching and witnessing this, and become part of the soul of China. I think we came here with an expectation to be entertained, and we came out of here inspired." Dana Rohrabacher, a U.S. representative for California, who saw the performance for a second year, said, "Inspiring. It was magic. It opens up a whole new understanding of the depth of love that is in people's hearts from a whole different culture." Sister Mary, a Catholic nun, said, "Very graceful. It is very heavenly. They remind me of angels floating around." Sister Mary especially enjoyed Shenyun's integration of stage and background, whereas she said, "The characters really came down from the heavens, from the skies." Miranda Houston, a former ballet dancer, said, "Being able to tell a story through dance is something really amazing." She added, "It's unique how they can put history into dance," and also noted an appreciation for how the different areas and ethnicities in China were represented. Shenyun will continue its North America tour with upcoming January performances in St. Petersburg, Florida, Rochester, New York, and Vancouver, Canada. Latvia. Nobel Peace Prize nominees David Kilgore and David Mattis meet with elected officials, discuss ways to end forced organ harvesting in China. Former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific David Kilgore and human rights attorney David Mattis hosted a series of events on January 11th through 15th, 2017, in Latvia's capital, Riga. The gatherings aimed at informing the Latvian people about the state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from living prisoners of conscience in China, especially Falun Gong practitioners. In meetings with elected officials, the two defenders of human rights discussed how legislation could help end this ongoing violence in China. For the past decade, Mr. Kilgore and Mr. Mattis have been investigating forced organ harvesting in China. In 2006, they published their first report, Bloody Harvest, for which they were nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. In collaboration with China expert and journalist Ethan Gutman, an updated investigation report, Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, an Update, was released in the summer of 2016, which contains further evidence of the Chinese Communist Party's atrocities. Mr. Kilgore and Mr. Mattis presented a lecture titled On the Organ Harvesting in China and Its Relationship with the Rest of the World on January 11th at the Parliament of the Republic of Latvia. The session was attended by members of parliament and others concerned about human rights. Meetings were also held in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Justice, as well as with individual professionals who can help promote positive changes in this matter in their daily work. All countries are encouraged to help end the forced organ harvesting in China via legislation, as has already been done in Israel, Taiwan, and Spain. Mr. Kilgore pointed out during the presentation that every day in China, approximately 250 people, primarily prisoners of conscience, not criminals, are killed for their organs. Most are Falun Gong practitioners, as well as Tibetans, Uyghurs, and Christians. Mr. Mattis said that he has met Falun Gong practitioners in 50 countries and that they are law-abiding citizens, the complete opposite of how Falun Gong practitioners are demonized by the Chinese Communist government. When the investigators were asked about CCP threats during the investigation and whether they ever thought to cancel the investigation, the answer was that there were very direct threats, but both Mr. Kilgore and Mr. Mattis said that they were determined to continue their work to help people in China who are brutally murdered simply because they choose to follow Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. University of Pennsylvania. Falun Gong participates in Chinese New Year celebrations. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the 36th Chinese New Year celebration at the University of Pennsylvania on Saturday, January 21, 2017. It was their 19th year participating in the event. The celebration was held at the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology, which is well known for multicultural exchange and the exploration of human history. Thousands of people attended. The museum was crowded with visitors that day. The celebration was rich with various events, including music, dancing, calligraphy, lion dancing, martial arts, tai chi and Falun Gong exercise demonstrations, handicrafts, and child entertainment programs. Falun Gong practitioners set up a stand and demonstrated the exercises on the stage. They introduced the beneficial effect of the practice on health and morality to the public. They also showed Chinese calligraphy. Many visitors visited the stand and watched the exercise demonstration. Many people learned about the grace of Falun Gong and the persecution it faces in China. Professor Tony Cosenza of the University of Pennsylvania said, "I like Chinese traditional culture as it has 5,000 years of history and is fascinating." Falun Gong was new to him. He felt relaxed when learning the exercises. Regarding the persecution, he said that dictators oppress people. He hopes that the persecution will end soon. Sheila White felt refreshed and peaceful from learning the exercises. She said American people are busy every day, and Falun Gong can help them relax. She said she had heard about the persecution and couldn't understand how something so peaceful could be treated that way. Dalian Falun Gong practitioner almost paralyzed after being detained for 6 months. Ms. Zhang Shuzhuan from Dalian has been detained for almost 6 months. Her lawyer recently visited her and learned that her illness has relapsed. She is almost paralyzed and she isn't able to take care of herself. In a routine physical examination, her blood pressure was as high as 180. She felt her heart stop a few times and thought that she was on the verge of death. Ms. Zhang, 62, was arrested by officers from the Zhonghualu police station on March 11, 2016, when she was talking to people about Falun Gong. She later jumped from the second floor of the police station to escape and was injured. She was taken to Dalian No. 3 People's Hospital, where she was monitored by police. The CT and MRI reports showed that her lumbar vertebrae was injured. Ms. Zhang insisted on returning home after being hospitalized for 15 days. Once home, she studied Falun Gong books and practiced the exercises every day. She was soon able to sit, walk, and do housework again. However, after her health recovered, she was arrested again. The police ransacked Ms. Zhang's home on June 28, 2016. They confiscated a dozen copies of Falun Dafa books, copies of Master Li Hongzhi's picture, a computer, a printer, and a CD burner, among other items. Her family of three was taken to the Chunhai police station. Ms. Zhang's husband and mentally disabled daughter were released that night and placed under supervision. Ms. Zhang was transferred to a detention center in Dalian. Ms. Zhang's daughter was a student in a technical school affiliated with Dongbei University of Finance and Economics. She was persecuted to the point of becoming mentally disabled because she refused to give up her faith in Falun Gong. She can no longer take care of herself and is totally dependent on her mother. a high school student's astounding recovery from an autoimmune disease. I am a high school student. My father is a Falun Dafa practitioner. When I was young, my father always talked to me about the beauty and goodness of Falun Dafa, so I understood some simple Falun Dafa principles and had developed certain yearnings for Dafa. Last spring, I felt some abnormal changes in my body. My dorm and classroom are both on the fourth floor. I began to experience difficulty climbing the stairs. We have to run two laps around the schoolyard whenever we have long recesses. Normally, that was not a problem. But since May, after the run, my legs would feel weak. Several times, I almost fell. When summer vacation started, my condition got progressively worse. Both my legs felt tired and heavy. If I tried to walk faster, one of my legs would just buckle under me. That went on for several days. I was reaching a breaking point. My parents took me to a reputable hospital, and with luck, we ran into a highly experienced doctor. The initial diagnosis was myasthenia gravis, an autoimmune disease. As a 17-year-old young lady with no history of much sickness, that piece of news was a thunderbolt coming from left field. I would never have imagined that my condition was so serious. I was admitted to the neurology ward the following day, and the diagnosis was confirmed. On my second day in the hospital, my father started saying, perhaps I should check out Falun Dafa. He downloaded Master's lectures onto my cell phone and gave me a copy of the book, Juan Falun. I had been in the hospital for 7 days, and there was no sign of improvement, so my father took me home. As soon as we got home, my father let me listen to Master's lectures. I watched 2 Master's videotape lectures every day, so by the 5th day at home, I had finished all 9 lectures. But I was still weak and had no energy. After the videotapes, I started reading the book Juan Falun and began doing the Falun Dafa exercises. The 1st and 4th exercises gave me little trouble, but the 2nd and 3rd exercises could only be done with much effort. And so, day after day, I continued to study Falun Dafa and do the exercises. After a while, I could do all the exercises with ease, and with that, my health was completely restored. My parents cried with excitement and gratitude. What an incredibly amazing miracle. When I returned to school the next day, I was a new person. Everything was back to normal. I have no more problem going up and down those multiple flights of stairs. I have just started cultivation practice, and my understanding of Dafa is still very superficial. But in my heart, I know I am one lucky person to have the great good fortune of becoming a Falun Dafa practitioner. New Tang Dynasty Television plays important role in reaching Chinese with the facts about Falun Gong. I have been installing New Tang Dynasty TV receivers for several years, but do not make any income from it. I only charge for the cost of the parts, and when people are not able to pay for them, other Falun Gong practitioners will help chip in to pay. There are many touching stories of the role that NTD TV has played in helping people understand Dafa and the persecution. Security official apologizes for persecuting practitioners. A security official in Zhoujiakun village used to follow the local 610 office in persecuting practitioners. He often criticized Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, beat his wife, who is a practitioner, and monitored or threatened the practitioners who live in his area. He also helped the police in arresting them. 3 years later, he became seriously ill. Half of his body was paralyzed, and he lost the ability to walk, talk, and care for himself. In March 2014, his wife asked us to install an NTD TV receiver in their house. He then began watching the NTD TV programs and came to understand the facts about the persecution and how the Tiananmen Square self-immolation hoax was fabricated by the Chinese Communist Party to incite hatred towards the practice. He realized that Falun Dafa is practiced around the world, is supported in other countries, and that practitioners simply strive to be better people by following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When he was able to talk again, he began to tell the village cadres, his colleagues, relatives, and neighbors that Falun Dafa had spread around the world and that it is practiced in more than 100 countries. He also invited them to watch the NTD TV programs at his house. He eventually apologized to the practitioners and quit the party. He has been gradually recovering his health. There is another man who has been watching NTD TV programs for 4 years. He and his family understand the facts about Falun Dafa and support the practice. He often tells his friends and relatives that Falun Dafa is good. He once asked his grandson, "Grandson, what's the best in the world?" When his grandson shook his head without an answer, the man said, "Let me tell you, Falun Dafa is the best in the world." There is also a veteran whose daughter is a Falun Dafa practitioner. Initially, he was against her practicing because he believed the party's propaganda against Dafa. His family had an NTD TV receiver installed in their home in May 2012. After he began watching NTD TV programs, he realized that Dafa was practiced around the world. He then became supportive of his daughter's practicing. He also began telling his friends and relatives that Falun Dafa is good and how the communist regime should not persecute the practice. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.